Yes, you can take the seat. If you absolutely have to. Look, I said yes. You need to study somewhere, right? Just take the damn seat and let us both pretend that we're civil for one night. As much as I don't want you to be at the top of our class, I'm all for fair competition. Unlike some other students. So, you can stay. There's nowhere else to go study anyway. I checked. Yeah, it's back today. Somehow hearing about the prize made everyone so motivated all of a sudden. But you're distracting me. Don't make me regret letting you sit at my desk. This soon, I mean. It's inevitable. No way. This spoiled brat got the latest edition of the textbook. How am I supposed to beat him at this stupid competition now? I need to be on top of her class. Not because of the price, of course. Who cares about this 3-foot-2 anyway? Although, it could have been nice if I had anyone to go with in the first place. But him. There's no way I'm letting him end up on top. Though, if I end up winning, I don't mind him ending up on top of me. Pinning me down with those hands. Wait, what? Are you insane? Just, damn, where is this even coming from? Focus on studying. Not the smug face in front of you, God. He is definitely gonna beat you at this test if you keep at it. Then make fun of you and be so freaking smug about it, and give you that nasty smirk. The one that makes your stomach flutter. With disgust, of course. You hate him. Yeah. You hate this rich, spoiled brat, and you can't wait to beat his ass and show him is the real daddy here. Oh, what? Oh God, you're doing it again. Yes. I mean, no. I don't have this one. Did you see me staring? I hope not. Come up with something, quick. No, I don't want to borrow yours. I've got plenty of textbooks to go through anyway. I noticed that you seem to be ruthless when it comes to your books, that's all. I mean that your notes are all over the place. Looks messy, you know? Very rough handling of the poor book. Excuse me, some girls like that? Is he trying to... Oh, just ignore this. Don't say anything. Ignore him. Oh, I wonder who would ever truly like that. What? You're gross. Anyway, not like I want to hear more of that. Ever. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a test to get ready for. God, have the girls of our class, seriously? Oh. I mean, with how cocky he is right now, I wouldn't be surprised. Probably got a whole list of students to go through, like some lame contest. So gross. And yet, I've never been his target. Is it because I'm not pretty enough? Wait. Or maybe this was his way of suggesting something? No, stop this. You're probably too tired now. Coming up with this stupid nonsense. Wait, no. No. Are you blushing? No, stop. Stop it right now. God. Traitor. Please just don't look up at least. Let's pretend he didn't notice, okay? Don't you dare looking up at him. Shit. He's smirking at me. He definitely noticed. Yeah, I wasn't wrong about you at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. I hate him. I hate how smug he is about it. Okay, stop. Focus. You need to study. And that's exactly what he wants. For you to not be able to stay on top, you need to be on top. That's where you belong. Okay. And he can be on top in the bedroom. Stop it. You're doing it again. God, are you really this worked out? Unbelievable. Oh, no. I'm not blushing. It's just hot. The room, it's too hot in here. And, I'm starting to have a headache, okay? What? Oh, yeah. Or maybe that's your royal presence that makes it unbearable for me to stay there. Ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. Oh. That's definitely his presence. Not because he's that bad, though. But because you want to jump him right here and now. But why, though? Oh. This is insane. You are insane. Oh. You hate the guy. This loud, annoying smartass. So cocky and full of himself. Thinking that everyone wants to bow down and worship him. It's definitely not your type. Of course. It's not your type at all. Forget about it. What? Wait. He looks concerned? What? No, I think I'm all right. Just worried about the test, that's all. I'm very much used to studying all by myself in a quiet corner. A bit on a darker and cooler side too. And my favorite corner over there is taken, so it's making me feel a bit stressed. There's too much noise here and not enough air to breathe freely. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Is there a heart somewhere in there? Am I hallucinating or he's trying to be compassionate? Or nice even? After everything he's done to me?
Wow. Is that even possible?
Not so sure you're capable of being quiet, but I'd appreciate that a lot. Thank you. All right. He seems to know how to be civil, after all. Okay, good. Maybe this way I won't get all riled up. Thinking of angry make-out with ripping each other's clothes. Oh, you're doing it again. You're doing it to yourself. And if you end up losing to this smug face, you'll be the only one to blame for that. He's gonna win this trip for two and make use of that huge, comfy bed with someone else. Okay? Happy? Feeling motivated yet, huh? Yeah. Of course you will. No doubt. But if you want to, who would he take? Or maybe he'd go by himself. Why not? Right? No. He's not the type. There would definitely be some good making out. Well, who are you trying to fool? Definitely gonna be more than just making out. Because he was alluding to some real dirty stuff earlier. So, or was he bluffing maybe? That could be possible too. I mean, I can't believe that someone who's flipping the pages of his books in such a gentle way could be so, wait. The way he's holding it looks way too similar to... Could it just be me? Or is he doing that on purpose? Okay, but don't look up, okay? If you look up again, there is an extremely high chance of you burning from the inside. Just don't. Please don't. Okay? But what if he is doing that on purpose? Is he trying to flirt with me? No, because he's playing with it like if it was... Does it mean he wants me? Or just toying with me? Of course. Stupid nerd. Single. And also... not taken. I'm going insane. Just a quick glance. He's staring at me. Is he trying to read me? Oh my god. Oh my god. What if he knows what I'm thinking about? What if it's written on my face? Oh, it's definitely written on my face. And I will never, ever hear the end of it once this realization finally settles. Oh no. No way. No way this is happening. God. Okay, I actually forgot something in my room. I gotta go study there. Good luck with your book. Oh god, damn. Damn it, I dropped something. Was it my book or his? Oh god, it's the last thing that matters right now. Just get out of here. Fast. No. Oh, this was so embarrassing. It's so freaking weird as well. The way he just kept staring at me. But he wasn't smiling though. He was focused, as if he was waiting for my reaction. Oh, you're making this up now. Idiot. You're such a stupid idiot. Huh? Oh god, not him again. Well, get ready for the shame of your life. What? I told you I'm going to my... What the hell is happening? Oh, wow. Say something. You should say something, right? Or maybe he should? I don't seem to understand anything at this point. Wait, what? Okay. Thank you for that. For the textbook, I mean. Of course. And for the kiss. But I still hate him. Yes. So, guess I'll read the damn textbook instead of making out here in the hall with him. Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay, stop. That'd be the right thing to do. Oh, well. So, I take it you're done with it since you... But I'll try to not take too long with it, I'll get it back to you right after I'm done with it. What? Then why'd you give it to me if you... What? Wait! Hey, I'm not letting you in my room later. Don't even dream about it. I'm serious. What are you staring at? Keep going. Damn it. What an arrogant little And so full of himself, as if I'd ever let him into my room. He can try all he wants. I'm not letting him finish reading at my place tonight. He might bet. Ah, those fingers though. Stop it, you idiot. Oh, how is he so good, though? God, you're definitely failing this test. But I guess you'll be going on that trip anyway. God, you're so screwed. And he knows it. Damn. Here is Milica.